Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Lauren.
And I am Emily. And it's a Thursday episode.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday. We're going to be recapping this honestly really cool event that Lauren went to and I wasn't able to go.
I'm so sorry.
I'm really upset because...
The gift bags were fire. The bacon was fire.
Oh, you got a gift bag?
Yeah.
So tell everybody what this event was.
I took two gift bags because Maddie... Well, because you couldn't come. Oh, you know what? I just told on myself. I have your gift bag at the house.
Oh, wait. Did you give my gift bag to Maddie?
No, I was going to keep it for myself. But to be fair, the best part of the gift bag is a gift card to Gia IRL, which is a plus size brand. So you couldn't use it anyway. So really, I guess you could have given it to a friend. I'm just going to keep the gift card. But
Lauren, keep it. It's fine.
There's there's perfumes and a body glaze, which all yours if you want them.
What the hell is a body glaze?
I don't know, but I have two bottles of body glaze.
It sounds kind of dirty, Lauren. I don't know. I don't know about a body glaze.
You know, you and Andy can have some fun
this
weekend.
Yeah, I think you might need that more than me.
Okay, fair. but no, I went to Pinterest. I wasn't even supposed to go, actually. So Maddie Paul, who runs our... Good at Shopping account at Betches, and who's actually, fun fact, my direct supervisor. She was invited, but she's in Japan right now doing a marathon because she's a star. So I went as Maddie, and my nameplate said Maddie Paul.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, they were like, who are you? And I was like, I'm Lauren with Betches. And they were like, well, we love Maddie. And I'm like, well, I'm not Maddie.
But all right, well, I'm Maddie today.
So I just literally was Maddie. And then we had a chair for you, but you couldn't come, which is why I have your gift bag that I wasn't going to tell you about, but... Here we are.
It's honestly fine. No, I kind of view gift bags in the sense that, like, you have to do the legwork to get them. Like, that's what you get at the end of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I earned those gift bags. I went on a Monday morning. It was a Monday breakfast.
Which, that's why I couldn't go. I had to schedule a meeting, and then there was absolutely no way that I could have done both. But
it's totally understandable. It was not an ideal time. For me.
But then again, a breakfast on a Monday, it viewed from a different lens, that is kind of nice. Because, you know, it's everybody's most dreaded day. So it is kind of nice that they sponsored like a fancy breakfast.
The orange juice was really good. The coffee was good. I brought my own creamer because I'm insane.
You brought your own cream?
Yeah, there's a reel on my Instagram. I really do. I bring my own creamer because I like non-dairy vanilla creamer. I think that's what coffee tastes like, is like a creamy...
Are you lactose intolerant?
When it comes to milk and cream, yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
It will go right through me.
Yeah, I learned this recently. Andy's like this too. He's lactose intolerant, but like doesn't really have a problem with cheese.
Yep, I get
and
cheese.
It's really milk. We drink lactaid at home. And
love lactaid.
I love lactaid. Okay.
I was raised on lactaid. I'm a lactaid baby.
So I'm not lactose intolerant, but I actually prefer lactaid now because it's slightly sweet.
It's delicious. And it's still milk. It just doesn't have the lactose.
Oh, yeah. But it's the process of removing the lactose. Mm-hmm. For some reason, it makes it sweeter. I looked it up one time.
It's delicious.
But at first, I was like, are they adding sugar to this? Because it tastes like dessert.
Maybe I'll try to do a lactaid for a creamer, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, carrying it around in your purse is pretty next level, but because most places have non-dairy milk and stuff, but you
vanilla.
Like the creamer.
I like the vanilla non-dairy.
You like that specific flavor.
Creamer.
Can you shout out the brand?
I think it's Silk.
The soy milk brand.
Yeah.
Okay, throwback.
Is it? I think they don't just make soy milk, though.
They make almond milk,
Yeah, it's
too.
A Silk almond vanilla non-dairy creamer.
All right, interesting.
It's delicious.
I like the Chobani creamers. I've been getting into those, and they do have non-dairy, but I haven't tried any of them because I love dairy.
See, I try to switch it up, and I just always go back to Silk. I'm like, why am I trying to, be exciting when I know I like this one creamer?
If it's not broken... Don't fix it.
Exactly. So anyways, I brought my own creamer. It was delicious.
Do you ever feel weird like taking it out of your bag?
No, I'm kind of I'm kind of excited. Like, I do like the attention. I mean, we all know who I am. I'm on this podcast. I'm a comedian.
So when I had an eating disorder,
look at this, guys.
Yeah. So when I had an eating disorder, I used to bring my own salad dressing to restaurants. Ah. And that's kind of what it would remind me of.
It's
like
giving ED.
Just a little bit. Like, once you explain it, it makes perfect sense. But
no, it's me self-caring to the extreme.
Right. But for me, like, stashing things in my purse and then taking them out, like the Walden Farms zero calorie salad dressing.
Totally right.
You know, it's like this sneaky little thing, yeah. But it doesn't need to be like that. You're right. Maybe you just prefer a certain type of, you know, I always wish that I brought my own hot sauce to restaurants because I feel like they never have the good ones.
Oh, I've been known to carry a hot sauce in my bag along with my creamer.
Very Beyonce of you.
Thank you.
But anyway, so what were they launching again?
Right. So this episode will come out after March 11th, which is when this feature launches. So actually, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. So they already use something called inclusive AI technology, which helps them show more diverse images on their Pinterest pages. Because I think one of their biggest challenges for a long time was that you go to Pinterest and you'd look something up and it's just that product on a skinny white girl.
Yeah, it's all one body type. You know? And all the fashion girlies use Pinterest. Like, mm-hmm. Pinterest is actually, it's kind of stood the test of time because, I think, because the fashionistas are all about Pinterest. And you can learn about trends like 3 months before everybody
that's
else
what
on
I've
Pinterest.
Heard is yeah. That's how people are predicting trends is through Pinterest. Mm-hmm. So it really is important that we have, you know, people with similar skin tones that we have, hair types, body types. So they already have skin tone and hair structure filters. So like if you go on, if you go on Pinterest and you type in hairstyles, it'll give you a drop down of little pictures like of curly hair, straight hair,
right,
wavy hair. And you click on an image of the hair that looks like yours. And then the images that you see look like your hair. So and it's like practical, too. It's not even to be like an activist. Like you're gonna want to see images that promote products that you can use, you know?
Totally.
So, and a lot of people go on Pinterest for makeup. So there's a skin tone one. You can click on like a palette of colors that matches your skin tone the most. And then it's going to show you makeup for that. So what they're launching, and I'm so excited, is body type ranges. So what's going to happen is if you go to Pinterest and you type in women's fashion or women's wedding, anything like that, it's going to say body type. And you click a drop down. And you see different pictures of models and different shapes and sizes from the Pinterest studio. And what I really like is you don't have to say like, well, I'm an apple shape or I'm pear, I'm hourglass, I'm fat, I'm plus size, I'm skinny, I'm straight size. People don't like these words.
No, they really don't. I remember like when Zanga was a thing, or was it Zanga or yeah. MySpace where you would select, it was either average. Wait, no. It was
God, I remember that.
Yeah, do you remember? It was either thin, average, athletic,
more to love.
Or more to love.
More to love. Oh yeah. My God, you're throwing me back. I do remember that.
And like selecting more to love was kind of like, okay. Like there's something about that.
It felt very
like,
sexual. Like, come at me, seventh graders. I've got more to love over here.
No, you're right. That's what was like wrong with it. It was embarrassing.
They were like, let's make it not stigmatizing by sexualizing anyone who's in a bigger body.
They should have just said more to grab onto.
More cushion for the pushing. I'm 16. God. But anyways, people don't like these words, right?
Yeah.
And no, and what I really like is Pinterest isn't trying to force people on their journeys to like call themselves plus size or fat if they're not ready to, you know? But what you can do is you can look at a picture and go, okay, my body looks like her body.
Yeah.
And you can click on it and you're gonna see the inclusive AI feature filters images that look like that body. So you can find clothes that you want. You can make a mood board. You can heal. You can work on healing your self-image because we talk about this on the podcast all the time. Like, social media changes your brain. Why not change your brain for good?
Right. Follow people that look like you.
Exactly. So you can create a Pinterest board of people that look like you with your skin tone, with your body type, with your hair color. So I think it's a great tool. I'm excited to use it. It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
The event itself was very frou-frou. It was like influencers from the internet. Like, I felt like I knew everybody, but I did not.
So were these all people that you follow?
Yes.
Really?
So again, I wasn't supposed to be there. This was like because our shopping Betches Vertical was supposed to be there because it's about shopping, you know? So it's just a coincidence that I am this blossoming, like, fat content creator.
Yeah, but the thing is, okay, so the event was about shopping, but it sounds like it was a lot about inclusivity as well.
It was. There was the, it was, you know, influencers of all different shapes, sizes, ethnicities, abilities. And a lot of them were plus size. And I'm like, Tess Holliday was there.
Yeah, not to mention you guys, we were kind of bearing the lead, but Tess Holliday was
there. Tess Holliday was like leading the march. It was like her, she's like the face of it. And then Simi, I forget her whole screen name, but she's like this beautiful plus size black woman who's
cool.
Oh my God, she's so fashionable.
You must have been starstruck.
I was, but I also wasn't starstruck because some of the influencers I see all the time online. And so it is this parasocial thing. Like this one girl walked in, her screen name's Curvilly, but her real name is, you know Curvilly?
I know Curvilly.
Yeah, exactly, but you don't is what I'm saying. Oh, right. You know her?
No, I do not know. No. I know everybody. But no, I don't know her personally.
Yeah, so Curvilly walks in and I go, oh my God, hi. And she's like, who are you? You know?
Right.
Like, and I'm like, oh, well, I think we were at a Power Plus Wellness event and I've, you know, see you online. And she was like, oh, well, nice to meet you. My name's Sarah, you know? And the whole time I'm like, but I know you. But it was just, it was weird. It was a little weird. There was a lot of, so as soon as you walked in, cameras start flashing. Like you're a celebrity.
Ooh.
Which you think I would like, because I do like to have my picture taken.
I do think you would like.
And that. I like to pose, but there were so many pictures being taken. I just, I like could not relax. You know?
Being on a red carpet seems like it would be the most stressful thing ever.
I could do a red carpet. This was like, I was digging.
Oh, I could do a red carpet.
People were taking pictures of me pulling my creamer out of my purse. Like every move was highly documented.
This is another issue with the creamer in the purse. It's like, it could be taken out of context.
Like it's going to be on a Pinterest
board. Yeah, you're going to wake up. You're going to be a meme. You're going to be a meme tomorrow.
I'm definitely going to be a meme. It's going to be on Getty Images.
So what did they say about the technology? Like, were they talking about it specifically or were they talking about fashion in general?
I think the main point was that they're launching. The event was to promote launching the body size filter for Pinterest. I don't really know how AI works.
But that's really the purpose of it, is to find outfit inspiration. And like to look for clothes
and
in your size.
And it takes out the extra step too of having to type in like black plus size.
For sure.
Curly hair. Like you just like, oh, this hair looks like me. This skin looks like me. Body shape looks like me.
Do you know what I thought it was at first? And I feel like this is coming.
Yeah.
I thought it was like you upload a picture of yourself or like multiple pictures of yourself and then it can tell what, you know, skin tone, body type, whatever other thing you are. And then it filters it out that way.
Emily, you're given IPOA for free over here.
I know, right?
They're totally going
to
run with that. That's a great idea. I need to develop this.
Well, I know. I think like we're not far off from that.
I'm sure rich people have this already.
But I really want that because my issue is I don't know what body type I am. Mm-hmm. I was talking to you last week about kibbies, the whole kibby thing. Yeah. I want to figure out my type.
Wait, you know all of this stuff about kibbies and you don't know your kibby?
So I actually don't know that much. Like the what I told you, that was very elementary level. Like there's all these different components, like your vertical and your width and your...
I did look up a quiz and I was like, this is too long.
It's so complicated.
I'm not
going to do it. No, it's so complicated. I will help you. Like if you want to sit down one day and try to figure it out, just like for an activity, because I'm very curious.
That'd be so funny if we were the same.
Yeah, that would be fun. I don't think we are.
I don't think we are.
I don't think we are. How tall are you?
5'4"? 5'3"? Yeah. I'm shorty.
Yeah, you're a shorty. So I think like if you're above a certain height, there's only a few that you can be.
Okay.
Which also seems strange, but whatever. You know, I'm not going to go down the kibby rabbit hole again because it's too much. But
Pinterest makes it easy. You just click on.
Yeah, cool. I will be using that. I feel like I need to use Pinterest more because I've been bored with my outfits. I've talked about this.
Like a mood board.
I need to make some like vision boards for outfits and stuff.
Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to say about Pinterest launching this feature that I think is telling for any business in any industry. I talked to the woman who, I'm trying to work on that. We're all girlies to me.
I call everyone a girl.
I know.
But I also call men boys. So I feel like it's okay.
We're perpetual 16-year-olds.
Yeah. You know, I kind of take issue with the whole, I'm just a girl. Like, you know how like we're really infantilizing girls now?
A little.
Like, I kind of like it, but I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
You're allowed.
It gives me an excuse to, you know, just be a girl. But I kind of hate it because it's like, all right.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this. We can also like have our own opinions and hobbies and minds.
Totally.
Like, I don't know about it. I guess like I'm just a girl is kind of the female equivalent to boys will be boys. So that's the reason why I kind of like it. You know, we're like leveling the playing field.
No, you're sniffing onto something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'll circle back and tell you how I feel about it. I'll think about it more.
So I was talking to a woman.
Yes.
Who kind of took the lead on this inclusive AI tool. And she was saying that it's just good for business. You know, like I think she was a little nervous to say it. I was like, you can say that. I was like, people need to know that being inclusive can make you money.
Yeah, well, we've mentioned you know? This before. Like it's very confusing when a company refuses to expand their size range because it's like, more people would buy it.
There's so much money on the table right now for plus size brands or any brand. It's insane. Like somebody needs to jump on that. But Pinterest already she said that her users are 66% more engaged with the content if they're using this inclusive AI tool, because they're actually seeing people who look like them. And like, yes, yay, pat on the back, diversity, inclusivity, we're fixing our brains, but it's like, it's also good for business. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to forget about that piece of the puzzle, because I think that's so important. It's like, we live in a capitalist society. Why not, you know, use it for our benefit? Use it to be more inclusive. Like, you don't, it can be, inclusivity can be profitable. Hot take.
Yeah, no, 100%. And if more companies do this, then therefore more companies will see that it is profitable. So it is a good thing. Yeah. I completely agree with you. Moving on. Guys, we're doing food pinions.
Wow. Did you miss the food pinion segment?
Honestly, because I think people like it.
I talk about food pinions all the time. So
what's your food pinion?
Food pinion hot take, or it's more of a drink pinion.
A drink pinion.
So this drink pinion is, I really do think this. I believe through tested experimentation that Shirley Temples are just as satisfying, if not more satisfying and fun than a cocktail. Come at me, internet. Come at me.
Hard agree. I say this all the time. Well, because
a Shirley Temple.
Well, I don't specifically say it about Shirley Temples, but soda. I say about soda because I just will never, get the same amount of satisfaction that I get from a Coca-Cola.
A nice crackly cola.
That I do from a Negroni. I don't, because alcohol tastes like poison. It really does. I mean, I
like how alcohol tastes, can I just say? Like,
do you?
I love cocktails. I love wine. I love Spain. I love going to Spain and drinking the wine.
I love Spain. How does that relate?
It's part of why I love wine, is from studying abroad in Spain and going to Spain 2 times last year, once for vacation, once for work on a cruise ship. And I love the taste of alcohol, but
interesting.
As a, you know, young buck in my 35s, why can't I talk right now?
What the fuck was that?
I ran out of words. But anyways, alcohol is not nice to my body anymore. And I feel like this keeps happening to intuitive eaters. Like, inevitably, every intuitive eater stops drinking.
Yeah, it's a bummer. You know why? Because we're so tuned in, and we're like, you know, even after 2 glasses of wine, because this is what was happening to me. Even after 2 glasses of wine, I would notice a shift in my body. Like, I would wake up and I wouldn't be so hungover, but I would feel a little bit off kilter.
I notice it in the mornings.
I would feel, you know, a little bit not great. And I just didn't want to feel like that anymore. Right. So that's when I started cutting back. But it's like, can't we just have any fun anymore?
Well, this is my food opinion, is the Shirley Temple is fun.
Yeah. The other side of it is like, you get to actually enjoy food and drink.
Oh, you know? It's totally, intuitive eating's totally worth it,
guys. It's totally worth it.
Do what you want to do, but no, you know, we love it.
Shirley Temples are so good. Do you drink it with ginger ale or Sprite? Because you know it can be made both ways.
I have heard. I think it's blasphemy to make it with ginger ale.
Interesting.
I was raised on Shirley Temple, so it also ignites my inner child. Sprite and grenadine, baby. Just a little bit of Sprite and grenadine. And you get it in, what do you call the cocktail cups? It's not a cocktail, but it's like
A rocks glass.
Yeah, if you get it in a rocks glass, it's cute, it's pink, it's delicious, and it's fun. And energy's real. So if you're hanging out with friends and they're a little tipsy and having fun, you're not going to sit there like, you know, you're going to be having fun too. Also, because you're drinking a Shirley Temple. Also, you don't even have to tell anybody that's what you're doing. It looks like you're drinking.
Usually no one asks.
So.
Yeah, no, I hard agree with this. I love a Shirley Temple. I OD'd on Shirley Temples once.
You can't OD on a Shirley Temple.
Well, I did.
Emily.
I'm telling you. It was at my mom's second wedding. My mom was marrying a man that I was not the biggest fan of.
Been there.
And they got married at this little bed and breakfast. And I was inside. They were out in the garden. Like, that's where the reception was. But I was inside. There was this little bar. And I think I was about 10 years old. Might have been 11. And I was at the bar.
This is so much cuter now that I know you're a child.
Oh, yeah. I was 10 or 11. I was in sixth grade. And I kept going back to the bar and asking for more Shirley Temples. And I was building this rapport with the bartender. And it got to the point where I would just go up to the bar and be like, the usual.
10 years old. Hit me.
But what eventually happened is I got really sick from the syrup.
It's a lot of grenadine.
Like, I was so sick to my stomach that I couldn't drink another Shirley Temple for quite some time. But now I'm back on them. Now
they're great.
Ever since I started being more, you know, sober curious.
I can't remember the last time I drank.
You can't remember the last time you drank?
I mean, I'm sure it was recent, but it's like, they're so good. The Shirley Temple has me literally sober now.
Shirley Temples have her in a chokehold.
They really do.
I love that. That's a hot take, a hot food pinion.
It's a hot drink pinion. And I have, should I tell the listeners my tip, my ordering tip?
I don't remember it. So yeah, tell me.
Okay, so I have this, it's a little shady. But you know how bartenders can be kind of, maybe not in other cities, but in New York City, bartenders can be kind of mean. If you're like, what do you want? And you're like, I really shouldn't drink. Oh, can I have a soda? They're just like, you know, they're annoyed because they're not going to make money.
They get annoyed. Like if you order a seltzer, they do get annoyed. I don't really get why though, because you're still tipping. I guess it's because like people who are drinking tend to order more. So then they tip more.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's very transactional, but it is a part of going out to bars in New York City.
Yeah.
And I'm at a lot of comedy shows that are at bars, and I'm not trying to drink and not sleep well all the time.
It also sucks because sometimes you get drink tickets. You're paid in drinks. So that if you're not drinking, it's like, I can't get bang for my buck. I'm just getting seltzers.
I used to drink a lot because I was what's the opposite of abundance? I had a lack mindset.
Scarcity.
Yeah, I had a scarcity mindset. And so when I would get paid for shows and like food or drinks, I would make sure I got like, I would drink as much as I could or eat as much as I could because I wanted to get my money's worth, so to speak. But now it's like, what's actually worth it for my body? Like, what's actually going to feel good? I didn't even drink at the bachelorette thing. You know, mm-hmm. You know how people are like, oh, well, I still have a drink here and there. Like maybe I'll have a champagne at a bachelorette. And it's like, I didn't even have I was drinking water, you know?
Yeah, because you needed to stay hydrated.
I wanted to sleep.
Yeah, but you guys were doing like spa shit, right?
We were doing spa shit. Yeah.
You were out in the pool. Like,
yes.
I just feel like you need to stay hydrated.
Yeah. So I stand by that. But something that has helped me feel comfortable ordering non-alcoholic drinks at a bar is if you just say like, hey, can I get, and you have to say the word non-alcoholic, can I get a non-alcoholic Shirley Temple, and they're like, yeah, got you. Because I realize what's happening is they think you're either sober or you're pregnant and they're just like, oh yeah, I got you. And they're trying to be cool and they just give you the Shirley Temple. And then you can give them $2 to $5 cash. And they're like, wow, thanks. And then so you're like a high roller who just gave them $5 for a free drink instead of spending $37 on your card.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like a wallet win. It's like a food pinion. It's a wellness win.
You know, the term non-alcoholic Shirley Temple is kind of funny, though, because it's redundant.
It is, but it helps them, the bartenders, be chill about it.
So you think by saying non-alcoholic, they're thinking like, oh, this person has a problem?
No, I think they're thinking, oh, this person is actively trying not to drink. But what you can't do is then order an alcoholic drink because then the jig's up. And they're like, oh, she's not pregnant or she's not sober. It's shady. I know it's shady. But
I have done a version of this. That you just reminded me because you said pregnant. I've done a version of this where if I'm at a wedding. Now, this doesn't bother me anymore at all because I've been to a handful of weddings not drinking. Mm-hmm. But the first one or two, I was a little bit self-conscious about it because that used to be like the main appeal of going to a wedding was the open bar.
Open bar.
And you know, people are going nuts. They're getting as many drinks as possible. It's part of it.
I do love an open bar.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. But so going to a wedding when I was purposely not drinking, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Or like, is this going to be weird? Or am I going to feel left out? Mm-hmm. I'm not taking part in the open bar. I would lean in and I would say to the bartender like, hey, can I just have some ginger ale in a wine glass? And
that's more devious.
It was
than
manipulative.
Mine.
No, it was manipulative because I wanted the bartender to think that we had a secret.
You were literally I'm with
pregnant.
Child.
Yeah, I'm pregnant, but it's too early to tell anybody else.
Oh my gosh.
So I'd kind of be playing a role like, hey, just put some ginger ale in a wine glass for me real quick. And then everybody.
Why can't we just drinking? Be confident with bartenders? Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad that we're running in circles to just drink non-alcoholic yeah. drinks I mean, in these I situations.
Do, I do also just love getting attention from a bartender. There is something about
yeah, we
getting,
should get to flirt with them too.
It's so fun. That's what they're there for. Like,
I mean, have enough bartender friends to know that's true.
Also to get like that's to give true. You drinks, but like flirting is a part of it. Like
it
the
is.
Ones who know how to flirt,
yeah.
it becomes like second nature to them, and that's like part of their business. It's part of their hustle.
Do you remember falling for it though? In my early 20s, I used to give my phone number out to bartenders because I just didn't know any better. They were so nice to me.
It's like when guys
and I was like,
give
okay,
their-
here you go.
It's like when guys give their phone number to a stripper.
That's me.
Yeah, it's like,
or it was me.
No, I swear to God, dude, she was paying attention to me all night. Not because you were slipping dollar Man. Bills in her
One of those bartenders phone. Is still like my go-to guy. Like he bartends next door at the bar where I perform all the time. And I still think about it. And I'm like, God, that was over 10 years ago. I hope he doesn't remember. But
I bet he doesn't.
I hope he doesn't.
I bet it happens every other night.
It must.
It must. And like... I mean, whatever. Just don't be a bartender if you don't want people to flirt with you. That's what I say.
Amen.
It's part of it. Guys, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And of course, follow me at Lauren Hope Crass.
Follow me at Lubination, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on all socials and send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Betches.